Welcome to the only daily podcast focusing on compliance news of the day. Each morning, start your day with a cup of coffee and Tom Fox, the voice of compliance, to hear about four of the top compliance, corruption, or leadership stories you will need to start your day. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network.
First, a word from this month's sponsor, Ethico.
In the delicate arena of compliance, every conversation matters. Traditional methods can leave callers feeling unheard, but Ethico changes the game. Our empathetic interview technique reshapes compliance calls into powerful, compassionate interactions, ensuring no crucial detail is missed. It's about creating a conversation that matters, that resonates, that makes a difference. Be the change in your compliance approach. See the transformation for yourself at ethico.com/CPN. Book a demo, try our free ROI calculator, and explore the white paper by Tom Fox, The ROI of Compliance.
The Daily Compliance News for April 25, 2024, the In Bad Faith Edition. And we begin with that story from the Wall Street Journal, where the president of, or CEO rather, of National Public Radio, NPR, Catherine Meyer, who joined the company in March, came under congressional scrutiny and criticized the whistleblower who wrote an essay making criticism of NPR public. She said it was in bad faith. Now, think about that for a minute. You criticize a news organization, and the news organization says you've done your criticism in bad faith. I think that's called an internal whistleblower. Unbelievable. Meyer did acknowledge that the NPR should be open to criticism, but this is just really goes against what you would hope that news organizations would stand for. And I'm an NPR fan. So from Bloomberg, the U.S. seeks a three-year prison sentence for ex-Binance CEO CZ. They recommended a 36-year prison sentence where the defense recommends no prison time. They want probation. Binance pled guilty to U.S. money laundering and sanctions violations and agreed to $4.3 billion in penalties, as well as oversight from authorities. I can't really say Binance is in any better shape, but I guess the U.S. got $4.3 billion out of it. But Binance has pledged to make several changes to its structure and transparency. It's owned by the Chinese. Good luck with that. Next up from CNN, the Russian deputy defense minister was arrested on corruption charges as he's been charged with taking a bribe in the country's highest profile corruption scandal since President Putin launched the invasion of Russia launched its invasion of Ukraine. Timur Ivanov is suspected of taking a million ruble bribe. Now, that is $10,000. He appeared in court in Moscow in full military garb, and he's being held in a pre-detention center. And our final story is, unfortunately, more bad news for Boeing as the families of the victims of the 737 MAX crashes are lobbying for Boeing to face criminal penalties for the door blowout of the Alaskan Airlines, of course, violating the DPA and other allegations that they say Boeing needs to be punished criminally. As I mentioned at the start of this podcast, this month's sponsor for the entire Compliance Podcast Network is Ethico. Have you ever wondered how to show the ROI of your compliance program? Have you struggled with the budgeting process, getting the funds you want for your compliance program? Well, I've partnered with Ethico to put together a white paper on the ROI of compliance, which shows you not only how to demonstrate ROI, but also how to speak finance when you're sitting across from the CFO with your budget proposals. Check out the website and get the white paper. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network and a proud member of C-Suite Radio. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you'll join me again tomorrow.